B-Pod Studios.
He looks adamant. What's going on?
Oh, we've got stapler gate going on here.
Oh, yeah. Was this brought up on air yesterday? Was it brought up on air yesterday? Can you jump on? Do you mind? So Tyrone Johnson is a man I respect because there's a lot of times people complain, and I'm guilty of it, where I complain, how come something's not getting done? If you want to look at our live read binder, you'll understand why. If you look at the names on the live read binder, that show has not been in existence for years, okay? And I should just do it myself, but whatever. Tyrone Johnson, years ago now, like, what, 3 years ago? That's a three-year-old stapler. We had no staplers, none. And we look, every day we staple sheets of paper together. So Tyrone did it himself, got one, wrote his name on the stapler, and came into work yesterday and was busted. And then sent out the email. Do we have any update on Staplegate?
Yes. Now, no one has been willing to fess up for whatever reason.
Yeah, I mean, you put out the email.
You narrowed it down. You see, Friday afternoon, I used the stapler. And I was here for my Saturday show Saturday morning.
Oh.
So, it was all working as of Saturday at 12 noon, but broken by noon on Monday. So, we started to narrow down the possible suspects.
Hold on. I know he can't hear me because you don't have the headphones on. It was broken before midday Monday. So, not even 12 noon Monday. I came in and the stapler was already flimsy. So, I would cut it off before 10 a.m. Monday.
Well, we were able to fully and more cut it down. And there's only but three people who could have possibly done it.
It was the producers of the Saturday night, Sunday
evening show.
Who was it?
It is between Connor Thomas.
Oh!
Dan Fritz.
Ooh.
And Tom Alford.
Wow.
One of those three are responsible for breaking the stapler.
Now, will you issue an email to the three of them and say, hey, this is your last chance to say it was me? Because now you know it's one of the three. And Connor's right there. If he looks you in the eyes and says it wasn't me, I would have to believe him.
I agree with that. But we have a back hallway that's no longer in use, which used to be our office.
Yeah.
Well, we're already working on getting the camera footage from the engineer and then having all three gentlemen sitting in a too small chair with a too big table. As they have to answer questions under the hot lights until we get an answer.
So what you're saying is if somebody just stepped forward now, and it might not be Connor, so it's down to Tom and Dan, would you at least lower the punishment if they stepped up now and said something?
Absolutely.
They're still punished because you already put out the preliminary email that no one responded to.
No one responded to it except for an auto response from a person who's off.
Wow.
So she's eliminated because she wasn't in the state.
Yes, yeah, you're right.
So couldn't have been her.
Wow. All right, so we're down to two suspects. Tyrone,
you're not down to two. Give me a chance at least because I want to say this. I don't want any presumptions or assumptions. I did not break the stapler.
All right, then we're down to two.
Okay, yeah, but there was a lot of you talking for me. I wanted to go ahead and say it myself.
It's almost like he wants to be guilty.
No, I don't want to be guilty. I want a chance to say it myself. Because if we go back and under the hot lights, someone reviews the tape and says, well, Andrew's the only one who said it couldn't be Connor. I'm buttoning up my case right now. I did not break the stapler.
Do you believe him?
You know what? I think I do.
All right, so it's down to Dan Fritz and Tom Alvord.
Now, I have to say, going into that, one of those two men is a military man who's been interrogated before.
Oh, so he could maybe talk his way out of it.
And that is why the intensity of the interrogation is going to be borderline legal over this stapler.
Well, I have the shock thing that I shock Anthony with so he can break on time, cut caller short that. You want me to set it up for you?
I think you're going to have to.
All right.
Because a military man is not in response to questioning like this. Even waterboarding wouldn't work.
Okay, so I'll give you the shock for you.
Yes. Now, if there was a rogue person from another station who did this, I hope that they step forward today.
Did you send the email to WPEN or was it Philadelphia? I sent the entire company
to just the people with from this station.
All right.
Just in case there's a very slim chance that someone from maybe the country station came down here rooting and tooting and breaking my stapler.
I wish you nothing but the best, Tyrone. Staplegate here at 97.5 The Fanatic. Good luck, man. Yeah, I mean, that's wrong. To break, especially, like, it's got his name on it.
Like, taped right on it, big letters. You can't use it without knowing who stapled.
And it's not like Tyrone. It's not like the guy from what, off the Office Space, where is it? Where's my stapler? It's not that, right? Like, Tyrone leaves the staple out. Like, if you need a quick stapler, you use the stapler. It's a community stapler, but it is courtesy of Tyrone Johnson. If you break the stapler, you're breaking Tyrone's stapler. Tyrone doesn't bring it home and, like, clean it over the weekend and put it up on his mantle. It's for the station.
Yeah, and let's be honest. You're not breaking, like, a Mercedes-Benz here. If you broke the stapler, you're only hurting yourself by not just getting another stapler and apologizing for breaking the stapler.
Yeah, so if I go to staple, you can get a stapler on Amazon for $6.
Exactly. It's the principle of the thing that such a minimal effort can be made to make up for this, and someone's not doing it.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Stapler, $5.98. Swing line stapler, light duty, desktop stapler, 20 sheet capacity black. Does that sound about right to you, Tyrone? Do you know exactly what kind of stapler you have? How come when I go...
It is a swing line. It's confirmed.
How come...
Metal, though. Okay.
Yeah. I just went on a staples.com. The Swingline 747 Classic Desktop Stapler, 20 sheet capacity black. Guess how much this bad boy costs?
What is it?
Give me a guess.
$7.
Tyrone, your guess.
$9.99 is what Tyrone said.
How about $237.99?
What?
This stapler can staple up to 20 sheets at a time. This has to be a typo. But yeah. I'm on staples.com.
Yeah, Tyrone is saying his was certainly not $200.
And the one beneath that, the Bostitch full strip classic desktop stapler is $5.35.
See, this is a man
Hold
of intense integrity
second.
Here in front of me, because if it was up to me, I would be saying in this circumstance, well, sure, yeah, it might have been $200. I don't remember. So that would be the penance for the stapler is another one of equal quality. But Tyrone's not even asking that. He's asking for just any replacement stapler that can staple sheets of paper together and maybe like a rack of a box of the staples to go with.
I'm reading the description of the Bostitch full strip classic desktop stapler. I didn't know there was high-end staplers. All right? Exclusive impulse drive designed for faster stapling speed. Staples 2 to 25 sheets. No jam technology eliminates frustrating staple jams. They have that trademarked. Blue LED low staple indicator light.
What is this thing, target pointed?
Apparently.
Got like a holographic sight on this thing?
Suction cup for added stability. Magnetic clip tray. Dude, fast load push button staple refill system.
In case you're a staple shootout, the Wild West.
So I would say this, Tyrone, if somebody does not come up and approach the stand and offer that it was their fault that the stapler broken, I think you have to demand one of these high-end staplers as repayment.
I agree.
Wow.
I agree with that entirely.
Staplegate strong here at 97.5 The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Who do you think it was? We should do like a true crime. Was it Connor? Was it Dan? Or was it the quiet one? Tom Alvord. Next on True Crime.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Now, before I get back to the phones, Andrew Salchunas here, filling in for the cuz. I feel terrible doing this. But I need to throw another person, because I am now heavily invested in Staplegate. Like, I am. Because I know the pain that you're feeling, Tyrone. I do. I can see it in your eyes. You have to add Tyler Zuli to the mix. Tyler and I interned together. Tyler was at my wedding. I was at his. Tyler and I have a share a love for the game of baseball. Two 28-year-olds. But you see here today in front of you, Connor, and you have it as well, a show sheet.
Yep.
We each have a show sheet 4 pages long, both stapled. By
That's
whom?
Correct.
By me. Because I am used to being a producer, so that when I fill in for Anthony, I still kind of do my thing. So I stapled it. Tyler Zuli followed me Sunday.
Uh-oh.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Tyler, being the go-getter that he is, decided to staple his own stuff, if he used it. But he has to come into questioning. He does.
It's possible.
And I
he was in during the time frame.
You know, I feel terrible about it. I do, but I also needed to be fair on you, on Dan Fritz, who I could see punching a stapler. He's got the best odds, by the way.
Oh, is he the leader in the clubhouse?
Yeah, I mean, if we're setting odds, I'm going Dan Fritz at, like, I don't know, plus 150.
Wow.
And then it's Tyler at plus 220.
You're putting Tyler above Tom.
Yeah, I mean, you can never trust the quiet kid, but I also feel like Tom would step up. I feel like Tom would be honest. Then again, no, I don't know. I go Tom plus 350. You're like plus 600. I don't think it's you at all.
I appreciate that.
But then again, you throw a lot of things around the office. Maybe you accidentally broke it and just didn't realize it. So you do have to have odds set.
Okay.
But man, Tyler's got to come into questioning. Good luck, Tyrone. Good luck.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.